Blog Talk Radio.
Home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen, coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller. Everybody, welcome to the Friday Dance Party, and we've got a great two-hour program for you today, all commercial-free, all just music, and today we're going to have a VIP special guest star, Mr. Adrian Styles, with Adrian Styles and the Giants joining the show. You know why I'm so excited? I'm even getting goosebumps telling you this right now. We're doing yet another world premiere of music for you. Their album, Children of the Sun, is being heard on radio today for the very, very first time. I'm thrilled that you are going to be part of this. We're going to bring Adrian on in just a second, but I want to remind everybody that the Blog Talk chat room is open right now. So if you want to come in and interact, say hi to folks, or ask a question of Adrian in the first half hour when we have him available to chit-chat, please do so. I'm also logged into Facebook right now as well. So as many of you know, I chit-chat with you throughout the course of the show and take your requests for hour number two. Feel free to shoot me a note there as well during this very special two-hour broadcast. And without any further ado, let's bring on our guest, Mr. Adrian Styles. Adrian, how are you today?
I'm in Hollywood. I'm happy.
You are in Hollywood. Yeah, this is awesome. Well, thanks for being part of the show.
I'm actually in Stratford-upon-Avon. Do you know where that is in England?
I don't know specifically where it's at, but I've heard where you
William
live
Shakespeare
often.
William Shakespeare country.
William Shakespeare. Yeah, there we go. What's the weather like over there?
He's not with me anymore, but...
He's probably with you in spirit, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Thanks. I'd just like a big thank you for having me on your show. I really appreciate that.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you very much for coming on, Adrian. So for everybody who's here across the pond and we're hearing Adrian's name for the first time, I want to let you know I've been playing his album Children of the Sun all week. It came a little bit early for me, and it's one of my favorite songs or albums of the summer, and I hope that you enjoy it as well. I just want to remind everybody we're here, of course, today to kind of support the cause. So if you're listening on the Rated G Radio platform, there are links to go buy it on iTunes today. Actually, don't do it while you're listening to the show. Wait until the show's over. Wait until Adrian's finished, and then go press that button and go buy the iTunes. And you can download the entire album today and listen to it all weekend long. You can also like Adrian's Facebook fan page on the show page today just by clicking it. We make it really easy for you to interact with our guest stars. So with that, Adrian, tell me about yourself. I mean, where did you come from? What's your background?
Well,
you know, all the good stuff that people
Birmingham,
know.
Which is like a big industrial was industrial place, you know, a bit like Detroit, I suppose. But I moved out into the countryside, which is near Stratford-upon-Avon. That's where the band, the rest of the guys are from.
Okay.
And I'd like to, can I start by just giving in the Giants a mention, because they worked
Please.
Really hard for me. Lee Thomas Evans is the guitarist. Phil Vickers is the drummer. Gaz Frost, the bass player. And Mark Tibbenham, the keyboard player. Also the producer. And every good band should have a good producer. Mark produced the Maisonettes hit Heartache Avenue. And so it's a bit of a thoroughbred band, really.
Wow.
You want to know about me? I started quite a while ago as a session bass player in London, playing a Precision from Santa Ana, California.
Wow, oh my gosh, that's just right up the
You know,
road.
That's where they're made, the proper bass, the real rock bass is made in your part of the world. And I bought a Precision many years ago and saved up and so on and so forth. And as I say, I moved down to London to try and get myself into the music business as such. And I was very fortunate to work with quite a few well-known people, and still do. The Adrian Styles and the Giants is a project, and we're doing festivals, and we're hoping to support the release of this our single, which will be in June, Flat in Dagenham, and that's all about people who can't pay their way, and it's true of the world at the moment. We've all been there. We're all aspiring to get better and happier, but the truth is sometimes, you know, things don't go the right way. But, hey, this is a party, so I want to go on the party side. So I spent some time in London, and I work with all sorts of manner of people. I don't know if you'd know them in America. People like the Pretty Things. I've even worked with Iron Maiden and people like
that.
You know,
Iron
quite namey people. Not to drop names, but because I hate all that. I'm very fortunate. I must mention a great friend of mine, Rick Wakeman, who I've been very privileged to sing with for a few years at different times. So I'm a pro, as it were, if you use that term in America.
Well, I love that. Now you talked about the fact that your band's a thoroughbred here, Adrian. So how did you and the Giants all decide to come together for this project?
Well, I write most of the songs, and I fund it. I'm a songwriter, so it's a labor of love. And I just got fed up with I had a rock band for many a year called Earl Grey, which went out and just did, you know, Prince, Billy Idol, all the rock covers. And I just thought, I can't do this anymore. And Rick Wakeman said to me, you know, I started writing songs. He was working with David Bowie. And he thought, hey, hang on, I'm getting a fee here working with the guy, but let's start writing. And many years ago when I did some sessions down at Chapel Warner, a producer, I don't know if he's still alive, but his name is South African man, Emil Zogberg, and he said, do you write songs? I said, no, and he said, start. And that's gospel.
That's
and from
advice.
That moment, I tried my craft. And, of course, when you're younger, you haven't got a lot of things to talk about, really. I think I'm getting better in my old age. So
well,
that was it, really.
Bro.
I just kept at it. And since yours is my first, I've got a management company now, but the Butt Management Group. So they fixed this radio station up for you. But it's snowballing because I do believe that the songs are good. The production is great by Mark Tibbenham. And I think that next year I'll be doing a lot of festivals and watch this space. But everybody says that, but you have to have self-belief, you see.
Absolutely. Well, Adrian, let's start the music off.
That's the advert.
On the album. You know, yeah, that's a good advert. I appreciate it. Should we start with the single, Flat in Dagenham, or do you want to start out with Ready for the Changes? What's good for you?
Choose any track you like. Flat in Dagenham, it really is a very simple song, but it's got a great message for those guys
that.
Living in flats.
Yeah, let's do it.
Try
and
that.
So, I tell everybody on the Friday dance party, you sit in your chair, you sit in your sofa, you sit in bed all day long. When the Friday dance party comes on, it's time to get out of whatever you're doing and start moving. So slow,
yeah. This
fast,
isn't a dance track.
Want.
This is a serious
That's
track.
Okay. But, you know, it's music. You move to music. So I'm going to say get up and start moving.
You can
we'll
have
be back.
Your beers to this one.
Yeah.
I'm having a beer with you, by the way.
Have a pint. There you go. I'm having a cup of green tea, so that I'm living large. Here we go. Just a second.
How English of you.
There we go.
Is gone, and it's hard to carry on. Take a trip down memory lane. If you need to ease the pain, I've been living here for years. Just run out of beers in my flat in Dagenham. My flat in Dagenham. As I take another drink, some old girl gives me the wink. Think of what we've lost. Ooh, it's such a cost. I've been living here for years. The rent is in arrears at my flat in Dagenham. Flat in
Children of the Sun. It's a world premiere day on the Friday Dance Party on Rated G Radio. Adrian, I'm telling you, your songs just sound perfect for what we call over here in the States AC, or, you know, adult contemporary stations.
Yeah.
All across the land. Do you have a particular style of writing that you like to do as a singer-songwriter?
Well, I've tried all songs. With Mark Timmerman as a producer, I go over to, you know, a few days a week, and we just sit down and we trawl through a lot of songs. I mean, I've got about 320 recorded, and the
wow.
Last 3 years I did 48 songs with him as the producer, and then we put the band together. It's a labor of love. He's co-recorded four of the songs with me, but I'm quite prolific on writing. It's about the subject matter. There's a song on there called You're My Paradise, which sounds a bit George Harrison, because obviously, you know, when you listen to Bob Dylan, or you listen to The Killers or Kings of Leon, or for me, the Eagles, everybody rubs something into you. You know, you get something off everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think I've come of age, and I was going to tell you a couple of stories if I could.
Oh, please.
I won't, without going into too much rhetoric, I had a lot of tragedy at one stage, a bit like Roy Orbison, if you know what I mean. But I got on a plane with a guitarist friend of mine from a blues band in England, and we went to Nashville to see one of his friends, Blind Dougie Brown, who runs his own trucking station, radio trucking station. And we stayed there, and then after a couple of days, first time in America, I wrote two or three songs. I was meant to be on holiday. And I asked for some downtime in a studio, and he said, yeah, I know a studio. So he drove across town. Dougie Brown, he's blind Dougie Brown, and
right.
He said, hey, when we go to the studio, the man who runs the studio is blind as well, so no blind jokes. I said, okay, because I like a joke. So we went and saw this guy, and he went, hi, my name's Johnny Neal. And I didn't know who the hell Johnny Neal was, but he's become a mate, and of course he's the keyboard player with the Allman Brothers.
Oh my gosh.
So we start to record in his studio, not to name drop, and he said, I want to introduce you to Dennis. Dennis plays bass. He's from a band called Alabama.
Oh,
that's another
word.
Band I didn't. Yeah, I know. These were monsters of rock. And he said, so I got the guitarist, Maz Matrenko. He's a blues guitarist who goes to Memphis every year and plays, does about 10 or 20 gigs over there. good lad. And so we said, well, you got a guitar? She said, you got a drummer? I'm not teasing you. I always tell the truth, Garrett, really. But he said, I'll get you Skinner's drummer. I nearly fell through the floor. I said, you mean Leonard Skinner? He said, yeah. So I said, well, how much is that going to cost? And he said, $25. And I said, well, that's about 15 English pounds at the time. This is 2008. And I recorded a song with the guys. It's called Living in the Here and Now, which is on another album. I won't bore you with that. But Living in the Here and Now is pretty much what you have to do when you've got your tragedies. You have to live it day by day, and then you get through. Or you live with it, do you understand?
Yeah.
So I had that, and it was a fantastic time in Nashville. And I'd recorded with the Allman Brothers gang, and I got the WAV, and I put it on my album. That was great. And then the next day, I thought, well, I'll push my luck. I was there at Music Week, which didn't help. So everybody got a CD, you know. So I went to BMI, and I got a personal introduction to Perry Howard, who's the president of BMI. And as it says on my website, Adrian Styles and the Giants, adrianstyles.co.uk, quick plug. He emailed me after I kept pestering him. You know, you have to pester people in the music business. I said, do you remember me? This is 2008. He said, I do. And I said, well, I've come of age. I've got some good songs. And he said, bring them on, brother. So I sent three songs across the water, and then another two. And his quote was, these are great songs, and the production is there as good as Jeff Lynne, who I happen to know, Steely Dan and George Harrison. But as the producer said, great, no check.
Sure.
But, you know, it made me think, hey, you know, this album, maybe it's okay. That's not for me to judge, because I love, it's a labor of love. Writing songs is what I was made for, you know, and I have a lot of songs. And to get this song played on your show as a world premiere, I'm being serious now, in Hollywood, I mean, it doesn't get any better. It'll just get more radio stations. It won't get better. This is our moment, Garrett.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm honored that you were here today.
I mean that. So if I become bigger than I don't want to get bigger. I want to become cult. I want people to say, that's a good song. Where do I get a copy of that album, you know?
Well, I know where
days, it,
you get your copy of
it.
You go on iTunes. You click
the good website.
Yeah, exactly. So make sure to go to iTunes, everybody, and buy the album Children of the Sun by Adrian Styles and the Giants today. So,
and the final thing I forgot to tell you. Sorry to butt in. Across to you. The final thing is that Johnny Neal leans across and he said, I got a good name for the band. Let's call us the Beeping Toms. And two of them are blind. And that's God's truth. That is, these I'm writing a little book about people I've met over the last 20-odd years, you know, and they are really true stories. And I haven't found a title, but I might just call it Adrian Styles and the Giants, because I have worked with some giants in the industry. I don't know if you're familiar with the Shadows, but I worked with Jess Harris before he died.
Yeah, I'm familiar, a long time ago, a
world bass player. And also in your neck of the woods, I went and did a tour with Denny Lane, who lives in Vegas.
Okay, can I tell you just something that's completely crazy here, Adrian? My producer for my album is the musical director for Denny Lane's national tours here in the States. And he's just got back from a big tour with Denny on the East Coast not too long ago. That's hysterical.
You're kidding me.
No.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Now.
What a small world. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
it is, because I do believe in synergy and so on and so forth. But I was going to, I was just trying to, you know, my management, which is the Butt Management Group, I've got to give them a plug, because Alan James, who also was a plugger for people like Queen and Steely Dan, and he's been around the block, that man. He's working on my behalf, and he set this up with you. It's all about understanding the business and understanding your own passion, and I'm very passionate. And all the guys in the band, you know, it's, when we go for a rehearsal, you know, it's not, it's, wow, let's try this, let's try that, let's change the key. we top and tail things. You know, I don't always get my own way with my own material, which I like, because sometimes I say, hey, I don't like that, and I don't like that. But we normally come out with some very good work. And I just believe I'll have some form of recognition. What what I thought you might have asked me about, you know, is what people want in the business. When you're young, you want the money, you want the girls, you want the cars and all that.
Right.
I don't want all that. I'll settle for cars and girls. But joking apart, what you want is your peers to say, hey, I heard that track, I think it's great.
Yeah.
You know, that's really where it's from. You want another? You want a funny story? Here's a funny story.
I love one.
I was working with another band who will remain nameless because I'm not going to name drop anymore. Down in Oxford, right? So I turn up and the promoter says, "I'm glad you've come. We're sold out." And I open the curtains, right? I open the curtains, and there were about 500 children, not grown ups, children.
Wow.
And I went, oh, my God, will they like the set? And he said, oh, you'll be fine. You've come highly recommended. So you're on in 5 minutes. So I turned around to the bass player and I said, right, let's tune up. He said, the guitars are in the girls' car. I said, well, where are the girls? And we're in London. And he said, Oxford, which is about 60 miles away. So I suddenly went bananas, and I ran to a little shop, and I bought loads of sweets and stuff. And when the curtains opened, I went, okay, kids, we'll play statues. And it was just based on fear, really. And I gave them sweets and told a few jokes and, you know, waved my arms and told a few jokes. And at half time, the promoter said, I wasn't expecting that. That was absolutely wonderful. And I said, well, you'll be looking forward to the second half then. So by the second half, the girls arrived with the guitars, and we just did Toto and all the usual, you know, the rock stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I got away with it.
That is brilliant, Adrian. Oh, my gosh.
You know, but took by the seat of your pants, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But I've had vans stolen. I've had guitars stolen. I've had the good times and the bad times. But, you know, music is not for everybody. It's a hard business. It really is. So I'm going to let you talk. My son's just come and put a sign in front of me. Let him talk.
No, this is your time to shine, Adrian. I want you to be appropriately named Children of the Sun, available on iTunes. So, of course, make sure to go get that. I'm going to ask you a couple more questions during our time together here. What do you love most about songwriting? Since, you know, because there are some people who, no matter what you do, you want to be a good songwriter and you're just not. But you clearly have a knack for this. How did
Maybe.
You hone your skill and what do you get out of it?
PRS. Well, people download some of the songs if they like them. You know, as I say, it's not just about trying to stay alive. I get pleasure when people go on, you know, I've got a Twitter, you can go Adrian_Styles, and they'll go on Twitter, they'll talk to me on Facebook.com, Adrian Styles and the Giants, you know, and SoundCloud, you know, and they go on there, and I've got, for some reason, lots of girls like me in Japan.
There you go.
Which, you know, so somebody says, I love your voice, or I love You're My Paradise. I think that's very radio friendly. In fact, would you play that one next? That's number three.
We'll be playing that right as we go to the break, so that's perfect.
You're My Paradise. And I'll let you go. When are we going to the break?
Well, I want to keep you for like maybe five more minutes, if that's okay, because
you're
a kick.
5 more minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Well, the thing is, Garrett, the hard part is I am actually trying to finalize a UK tour here, but because this was put together quite quickly, I'm really looking at a lot of festivals for next year. You will be able to catch us in the UK, but you just got to keep going on adrianstyles.co.uk on the website, and I don't, you know, I consider anyone that talks to me as a personal friend and as a fan. I know that might sound a bit syrupy, but if people have taken the time to go on there and listen to my songs. Not all the comments are great, because life isn't all like that, but some people actually raise my spirits, and it makes me think I'm not wasting my time. And these are songs that are for the world. You know, it's not just for playing in somebody's back garden, you know. I'm serious. I spent a lot of hours. The answer to your question, what makes a good songwriter? Warren Zevon. That makes a good songwriter. Billy Joel, that makes a good songwriter, you know. Bob Dylan can't sing, but wow, what lyrics and what songs the man written for Hendrix and everybody. You know, I think people who don't play need to do the homework on what these people go through to get any success at all. And when they call somebody a one-hit wonder, you know, they've had a lifetime in music and they've been lucky enough to have one hit, you know. And that's what drives me on. And as I say, I'm on the BBC next Wednesday. And I would love to tour the States. I played a few places over there, but, you know, nothing too well organized. But if there's any of your people out there who want to pull a couple of gigs for me, we'll go and conquer the world.
I think that's a great idea. Come over here and conquer. Maybe we need to get you hooked up with Denny Lane again. You know.
When I met the guy from Butt Management, he said, after our first meeting, he went back and he said, I know what you want, world domination.
Yeah.
But you know, music is my life, and it fills in a lot of the gaps, and a lot of the words on a lot of the songs are from the heart, and they really are. You know, if there's a song there called The Englishman as well, which is a bit off the wall, and you just have to play the album. And if people want to go on Facebook and say, I really like that, or I don't like that, I don't mind. There's a dancey track, Lay Your Head on My Shoulder, Lay Your Head. But there's only 11 tracks on there, so knock yourself out.
Well, I think 11 tracks is a great number for the album, and we're going to be playing everything off of the album in the next hour. So we're going to be hearing everything. So once you hear the album,
and
Children's
I've been on your, I'm going to give you a plug. I heard you did a version of a Billy Idol song. So, you know, I'm behind anyone that records or films or puts themselves out. You know, that's what the business is about: creative people. And I think your show, you know, your show's great.
Well, bless you for that, Adrian. And we might sneak Gay Wedding in an hour number two. I'm just, you know, I might be telegraphing that to some folks. But for right now, we're
going
to play Adrian Stiles.
Hey, you're very popular in Ireland. If you get a hit with it in Ireland.
There we go. I know I've been tweeting to the folks in Ireland saying, let's get this on all the stations over there. But today, we're going to start out with the next song called You're My Paradise. Before we do that, Adrian, any last words of wisdom or people you'd like to say hi to? Before I let you go,
A quick name check of people, friends of mine in America, because I've been in touch with them. Scott Thunis played bass for me on one of my solo. I didn't know who he was, but he was with Frank Zappa for 10 years. So hi, Scott, in San Francisco. Obviously, Johnny Neal, Dennis from Alabama. Who else? Denny Lane. Yeah, hi, Denny. Some sad news. Mac Poole, the drummer that we used to have in the band, died on Thursday. This is rock and roll.
But I'm sorry.
Denny did a tour with him, with me. And, you know, we talk about the good times and the bad times, and we have to remember all the people who have gone before, you know, the Roy Orbisons and all these great artists who've given their life to music. You know, that's what I do. I'm not a weekend player. It's music every day.
There we go.
So there
everybody,
go.
It's been Adrian Stiles and the Giants. Children of the Sun is available now on iTunes. Go download it today. Support the cause. This is You're My Paradise, track number 3 off of the album. We'll be back at the top of the hour to say hello to everybody who's been pinging me while Adrian's been chatting with us. And, Adrian, I hope you have a great night. Thanks for being here on Rated G Radio.
Thank you very much for your time. Thank you.
Coming of the light. How we talk, how we laugh, always on the same path. Oh, I've never felt this way before. This could be our chance. You made me rich when I was poor. Did
Talking
lay your head on my shoulder. Forget all that New York jive. When I'm with you, I feel alive. Nothing left to say. Let the years roll by. Don't ask me why. Is it greed? I need attention. Right now I crave affection. There's nothing left to say. I'm a luxury you can't afford. Won't be ignored. So help yourself now. That's what you're looking for. Or is there something else? Lay your head on my shoulder. Forget all that New York jive. When I'm with you, I feel alive. Let the years go by. Don't ask me why. Is it greed? I need affection. Right now I crave protection. There's nothing left to say. What you're looking for. Or is there something else? 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 Oh.
your touch. Will you, won't you, won't you, will you ever settle down? Will you, won't you, won't you, will you ever settle down? In your camper van or in your geodome, on the Isle of Man or in a treetop in Borneo.
What today's show is all about. We've had Adrian Stiles and the Giants. We're playing music from Children of the Sun, their brand new world premiere video and audio and everything else. And guess what's going on as we do the show today? I lose internet connectivity, and that's how I do the show and am logging into everything. So I'm assuming you can still hear me. I've had to actually log out of my Skype to come in and do this and go in and dial in off of the phone. So as I'm working to get back into the studio, technology is a great thing. You know, always before the show, I reset the router and do all of these things. Midway through that last song, I heard this big, long on this end, and I went, oh, that doesn't sound very good. I think there's a problem. And then now my computer is trying to recover, as it's quickly trying to do.
But while it does that, I will tell you that there are 11 songs on Children of the Sun by Adrian Stiles and the Giants. You can go on to Amazon or iTunes today and download that to help support the cause. I'm a big fan of supporting independent music wherever you are in this great world in which we live. It's a great thing to do. While we're waiting for the internet to come back up, I'll give a real quick recap of what was going on earlier this week on Rated G Radio in case you missed any of the shows. We didn't do a show on Monday because it was Memorial Day. I actually uploaded one for Chat and Spin Radio and West Star Radio Network. So if you are listening to that show and are enjoying that, the Friday Night Dance Party, which airs live midnight at on Chat and Spin Radio, you can listen to that online anytime you want. Please do so. But Tuesday we had Justin from the Gold Coast of Australia. He, of course, is coming back to talk about liquid crystals. Fascinating. If I call it a technology, that's probably not the right thing, but it's a fascinating technology, and I'm very pleased to have him back a second time. Wednesday we had psychic Lisa Pini on. She's from St. Louis, Missouri, and had quite the following this week. We ended up having legions of people we ended up not being able to even talk to. So, of course, I always encourage you, anytime you have an interaction with one of our guests and you'd like to do more, contact them on their Facebook page or their website to schedule an appointment directly with them. And Lisa was giving a great deal. Her normal 30-minute rate was $75, and she was taking $25 off of that. So that was really cool to see her do that, and her phone lines were lighting up afterwards as well. Yesterday we had, and, you know, geography is bad. I mean, Adrian caught me on that from where he lives. It's like, I've heard of it, but, you know, do I have a map up on the wall to take a look at that every day? I don't. But yesterday I had Mark DePena, and we call him Dip because everybody in his world calls him Dip, and he is a poet who doesn't really know it. That's my attempt at poetry. But we call him the Sydney Surfer because he's from the Sydney area near Cronulla, and I kept putting on the show page that he's near the Gold Coast. Well, he's about 1,000 kilometers away from the Gold Coast, so he's nowhere near that, and I guess his friends were busting his chops a little bit about that as well. So kind of fun to have that little dialogue going back and forth with, you know, what was going on in his world. But Mark is one of these people who he calls it he was made redundant, and I'm not really sure what that means in anybody else's world other than the fact that he's been surplused. And I will let you know that that is one of those things that, you know, nobody likes to have happen, but that's the way it goes. And so he's spending all of his time surfing and doing things around the world that, you know, take him on all kinds of surfing adventures. So he's going out with buddies and doing surf trips with his friends and sending back fantastic pictures all the time. So today, again, if we can get the internet back up and running, we're just trying to log back into Blog Talk. I mean, that's as far as we're at. It tells me I'm trying to get into the studio right now, which is a good thing. It's just not going anyplace. Maybe it's a Blog Talk thing. I don't know. But we'll give it a few more minutes. Maybe it's just an hour dance party today. We'll find out, and then we'll have to have Adrian back to play the last four songs on the album. That would be a good thing. But next week, just as a quick preview for things that are going into the week, I'm going to tell you that on Monday we have Dr. Annie Ulrich back on the show. She is coming on to talk about tea leaf reading and dream interpretation, and she'll be taking your calls at the normal start time of 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Tuesday we've got a teacher coming on from Southern California. His name is Jason Hayes, and he's got a drama club that he runs here in Southern California, and they're raising money to actually go to Scotland to perform drama. I think Shakespeare or something like that. How interesting that is, that he's going to be doing drama, taking Shakespeare to Scotland. So there we go. And then on the Wednesday show, we've got psychic Zoe Nicholas back. And then we're not doing a live show next Thursday. I'll tell you why. We've got a fantastic launch party set up for Rated G Radio, and I'm really excited to be part of that with you. And we're going to be launching my new album. It's called Blonde Jesus. And if you haven't heard about that on Facebook yet and are wondering what's going on, I will tell you that it is really, really cool. And the people that have bought their advanced copies get an immediate download today, or, you know, whenever you buy it. And they're getting the downloads, listening to the album, and then giving me their feedback. So I appreciate that. Your albums, your autograph CDs are actually going to be signed and sent in the mail today. And they should be arriving to you shortly. The next Friday show on June 5th, we've got musician, Grammy winner, and return VIP superstar, Mr. Bunny Sigler. He's got a new album that's out, and we are really excited to have Bunny as part of the program. So hopefully you'll have a chance to tune in live at 5 p.m. to hear Bunny talk about his music, his inspiration, and all the cool things that are going on in his parts of the world. So let's take a look here, and the internet connectivity is back, but my issue looks like it's with the Blog Talk Studio. It is not letting me get back in. Well, you know, there are worse things in life, folks, than a one-hour dance party, but it may be that, you know, today was just meant to be a one-hour Friday night dance party. So I think because we're just not having the studio stuff pop back up, we are going to call it a day. I appreciate everybody being here. We'll get back to playing more of Adrian Stiles and the Giants album Children of the Sun. So it's been a one-hour Friday night dance party this week, and I wish you all the very best for a safe and enjoyable weekend. And with that, don't drive distracted, and I will see you live on Monday night. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.